It's hard to believe, but the world is beginning to lurch forward to a new gold standard. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. No monetary system is held in such contempt among almost all economists and financial officials today as the old gold standard. The U.S. was on one for 180 years until the early 1970s. Despite numerous myths based on ignorance, the system worked. We never had inflation when the dollar's value was tied to the yellow metal, and the U.S. experienced the greatest long-term economic growth in human history. Since the greenback's link to gold was severed, our average historic growth rates have fallen by about a third. Median household incomes today would be at least $40,000 higher if our traditional pattern of growth for 180 years had been maintained. Nonetheless, the contumely and scorn for gold is universal. Events, though, have a peculiar way of forcing things once unthinkable into the forefront of consideration and then into reality. The signs of change are here. One is that central banks have been purchasing gold at record levels in recent years. Buyers include China, India, Russia, and a number of other countries, such as Poland. They are reacting to the growing doubts about the long-term value of the dollar, which in turn is a symptom of the perceived decline of the U.S. Another sign is the popularity of cryptocurrencies, originally a high-tech cry for help in the face of increasingly unreliable government fiat currencies. The problem here has been that most creators of cryptos, most notably Bitcoin, don't get that a currency must be stable in value if it's going to be used in conducting commercial transactions, especially long-term contracts. There are a handful of cryptos tethered to gold, but they haven't yet achieved the credibility and built the mechanisms to be widely used. Nonetheless, as governments flounder in their monetary policies, that will change. The binge of debt creation, both public and private, will inevitably kindle crises that cannot be brushed away. Total debt in the world today is over $300 trillion, an astonishing 3 times global GDP. And of course, we have the activities of the so-called BRICS, originally Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and now including several other countries. Oil giant Saudi Arabia is considering joining. Their monetary machinations so far have amounted to little, but that's starting to shift. India last year, for example, began experimenting with gold-based government bonds. Monetary expert Nathan Lewis, who co-authored our book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It, observes, quote, "These would probably be very popular with investors worldwide. From the start of the floating currency era in 1971 to the present, a gold bond paying 4% would have outperformed all stock and bond markets worldwide," end quote. Zimbabwe, which must hold the record for hyperinflations, announced the other day the launch of a new currency, fixed to gold. Deep skepticism is warranted that the government has the discipline to make such an arrangement work. But the move is a sign of things to come. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.